In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This Wednesday of Holy Week is traditionally called Spy Wednesday. And Spy Wednesday, because of the betrayal of Jesus by one of his disciples, Judas. And the gospel, of course, continued the theme from yesterday when Judas had decided to betray Jesus. We heard in the gospel, Satan entered him. Even before he carried out the action of betrayal, Satan entered Judas, meaning he opened his up to Satan's influence. He still had free will, but he chose rather to do his will, which was to betray our Savior. And of course, the betrayal of Judas is a lesson for all of us to guard against, meaning that here is one who is chosen by Jesus to be one of his closest associates, one who is chosen by Jesus to be among his 12 apostles. He witnessed the miracles of Jesus. He saw Jesus' miracles firsthand. He heard our Lord's words, and yet he chose to betray him. There are many thoughts about why Judas betrayed Jesus. Was it because of his love for money? But ultimately, it was his not cooperating with the grace of God, God's grace. He let evil fester in him, and allowed that evil to overtake him. It's the same with us, that we must always be guard not to allow sin fester in us, but to fly to confession when we fall into sin, and not let it fester in us, And so we, in this gospel today, we're reminded that we too can become traitors when we choose sin over Jesus, when we choose our own will over the will of Jesus, and that we want to always be faithful to Jesus. We always want to stay close to him. We always want to give witness to him, and never to flee from him. In a special way today, I want to always also reflect upon, it's the feast day of Saint Bernadette Subaru. April 16th is Saint Bernadette's feast day. She had the visions of Our Lady, of course. She saw Our Blessed Mother at Lourdes in France. And Our Lady had told, one of the first things Our Lady told Bernadette was, "I cannot promise you happiness in this world, but only in the next." And meaning that we will never find happiness in this world. Our true happiness awaits us in heaven. Those words were a reminder that this is the time for us to suffer. This is the time for us to sacrifice. And when Bernadette was asked what her job was, she said, "Suffering is my job. Suffering is my job." And so it's just to help us that we may be steadfast in the difficulties and trials of life, in staying faithful to Jesus, that we want to console Jesus and to be always faithful to him, and to always give witness to him in these last, and as we prepare to share the Holy Sacred Triduum in these next few days. May Mary, our Mother, help us to be always faithful to Jesus, to always trust in his mercy. This gospel is also a reminder for us to trust in the mercy of God. Jesus never stopped loving Judas. Jesus would have forgiven Judas, but Judas did not trust in God's mercy, and ultimately he would despair and take his own life. And so it's also a reminder to us that we must never despair. We must never despair of our sins, but to return God with confidence that his mercy awaits for us to come back to him. May Mary, our Mother of Mercy, help us to be always steadfast in following her Son, and to always trust in his mercy for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.